on this radio show, and maybe in the city of Lansing, it's Gary Heidel Day. He is the executive director of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. He will receive the Nonprofit Champion Award, which is presented annually to individuals in public service who have demonstrated extraordinary work to support the nonprofit community. So that, along with a big function today, is going to keep Gary very busy. Gary, how are you?
I'm fine. It's nice to be on the show.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
What did you think when you heard that you were going to be picking up this piece of hardware?
Surprised. We have worked with the Michigan Nonprofit Association for many years. They are a tremendous organization. And so it's always kind of nice to be appreciated by a group like that. I might add that, you know, it's always nice to be appreciated like this, I think I'm just lucky because it's really the work of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority and all the staff there that brings this thing our way. We do a lot of work with nonprofit organizations.
Well, this comes on the heels. This is a big day, Nonprofit Day 2011. There is a big function and lots of important, hardworking people are going to be in town. Tell us about this day.
Well, the Michigan Nonprofit Association puts on a conference every year, and one of the things they try to do is just highlight the work of nonprofits. And that's especially becoming important during these days because as government starts to look at defining its role, there are others who are going to have to pick up those kinds of services, and nonprofits are the logical group to do that.
We have talked with Randy Heckman, who is running for United States Senator, and he believes that government's role should be lessened in how they serve those in need, and that the church and nonprofits need to pick up the slack. And by picking up the slack, I don't mean that with a negative connotation, but that your job may get a little bit tougher when you look at these tough economic times.
Yes. Well, part of it too we all are trying to provide better services to the public, and over the years, I think government has seen its resources dwindling, and so it's made it much more difficult. The other part of it is you really want to encourage a lot more civic engagement than we've seen some time, and one way to do that is to have organizations like nonprofits to become part of that. They tend to be able to engage the public better than government does.
All right, Gary, how in the world do you go out to companies and to individuals and ask for money when money is so tight?
Well, right now, the way we, MISHTA does it, we don't receive any state funds. We primarily use resources like tax-exempt bonds or tax credits from the federal government. We sell them to investors, and then with those resources, we use that to finance development projects, many of them in conjunction with nonprofits. Because of that, they're able to go to foundations and other entities and say, "We've got some resources from MISHTA. Can you help be a part of this too?" And so, there's been fairly successful in leveraging resources that way. For example, one program we have, the Federal Low Income Housing Tax Credit Program. Every time we allocate a dollar of federal tax credits an organization that's going to develop affordable housing, they leverage another $10 from the private sector. And I think that's the kind of thing you're going to see in the future, is there's going to be a partnership, a collaboration between the public and the private sectors, and they're all going to have a role in how they develop very important projects in our communities.
All right. Now, where is this event being held at? I got all the other information. Where is this at today?
I believe it's going to be... It's going to be in Lansing, and I think it's going to be at the Radisson.
Okay.
I have to admit, they surprised me a little bit when they called me just a few days about this. So,
well,
and, Go ahead.
Well, congratulations on the award, but as we like to do to anyone who works in the nonprofit sector, just commend you on the work that you do and all the people that you help. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's very rewarding work, and it's great to see the passion people have for doing this kind of service.
All right. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.